From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Yellowstone was the first national park in the world, designated by the U.S. government in 1872. Before then, it was traveled by explorers and fur trappers, and for 11,000 years before that, was a hunting and camping ground for indigenous tribes. But perhaps the most fascinating part of its history occurred when it was formed. When you visit Yellowstone, you're standing above a geologic hotspot in the Earth's mantle. 2 million years ago, this hotspot created supercharged lava and magma chambers that eventually erupted, launching volcanic material all the way to the Mississippi River. The empty chambers then collapsed, forming the first Yellowstone caldera, a 30-mile-wide shallow crater basin. Two more volcanic eruptions happened, 1.3 million and 600,000 years ago, such that three overlapping calderas form the center of Yellowstone Park. Though the calderas have gradually filled with sediment, they're still home to more than half of the world's geysers and natural hot spring pools. Except for its remarkable hydrothermal activity, Yellowstone has been volcanically quiet for 70,000 years, and scientists don't expect it to erupt again in our lifetimes. Some think it may never. Still, the park remains one of the most heavily instrumented and closely monitored sites in the world, a geologic wonder that amazes scientists and millions of visitors each year. I'm Scott Tinker with our 300th Earth Date episode.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.